Okay, I would like to go into Steve's case.
This is an 82-year-old white male who presented with painless right supraclavicular lymphadenopathy.
How did he find out about it?
He was in the shower and felt a lump. So he went to his internist and was referred to a surgeon, and the biopsy was performed, an excisional biopsy, and it revealed a neuroendocrine carcinoma. Epithelial markers were negative. It was positive for chromogranin A, and the slides were actually submitted for outside review, which confirmed the diagnosis. It was felt to be consistent with a small cell lung carcinoma.
What kind of workup was done?
Patient had CT scans of the neck, chest, and abdomen and pelvis, all of which were negative for anything outside of the right supraclavicular region. Because of the location, the patient also was evaluated by ENT and underwent a triple endoscopy, which failed to reveal any lesion on any of the three endoscopies performed.
You said he was 82. What kind of condition was he in, comorbidities, lifestyle?
Gentleman was generally healthy. He had chronic atrial fibrillation, for which he was on Coumadin therapy for many years and controlled with a beta blocker along with the Coumadin. The patient otherwise had no significant past medical history and was active, was married and going out with his wife, and wasn't an athlete or doing a lot of physical exertion, but was able to go out and do all the normal daily activities.
What was his attitude about this? Was he more concerned about the cancer or the treatment?
Equally concerned. He was concerned about where this came from. There was obviously some concern as to, you know, what this cancer really represented and where did it come from. And obviously, the more procedures he went through and failed to identify a primary source, the more concerned he was. And obviously was a bit concerned about the treatment. Actually, he was more concerned about the radiation than the chemotherapy.
Did you mention his smoking status?
He was an ex-smoker who had quit over 30 years ago. Prior to that, had smoked about one pack per day for about 40 years.